Dr. Olivero is dictating for February the 8th, 2024. The first patient is Ruben Yanez. Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, Yanez, Y-A-N-E-Z, like in Zulu. 76-year-old Hispanic male, that is a patient of Ms. Gonzalez, APRN, that is seen in this office because of CKD stage 3A and significant amount of protein. And a patient with 13-year history of diabetes mellitus that is on Farxiga 10 milligrams every day and who has shown macroproteinuria. In the comprehensive metabolic profile that was done on December the 18th, the patient has a the patient had a creatinine of 1.5. BUN of 35 with a fasting glucose of 149, a potassium of 5.3, and a sodium of 137, chloride of 99, and CO2 of 27. This patient has a estimated GFR that is 47 mLs per minute, has remained in a stable condition. However, when we check the protein creatinine ratio that used to be below 1 gram is now 1,273 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This is a situation that is very concerning, and I took a dietetic history, and this patient has the tendency to eat a lot of bread, rice, potatoes. The patient was recommended the identification of the food that is hurting him. And an adequate way would be through the Weight Watchers application. I spent at least 15 minutes discussing and directing him in terms of the diet through the Weight Watchers application. I emphasized the need for him to change the potassium content food that is the food that is high in potassium in order to avoid the hyperkalemia that has a very detrimental effect. The fact that he has hyperkalemia prevents us to prescribe finerenone. Period. I'm going to manipulate the diet before giving him potassium binders. Number two, diabetes mellitus out of control. Hemoglobin A1C 8.9. It was addressed in detail with the patient, as mentioned above. Following number. The patient has high hyperlipidemia. However, the cholesterol is 87, the HDL is 31, is low, and the LDL is 26. The patient has hypertriglyceridemia of 244, most likely associated to the hyperglycemia. Following number, arterial hypertension. This patient today comes with a body weight of 203 pounds and the systolic is 170 and the diastolic 78. The patient says that at home the reading is lower. We are going to ask him to suppress the sodium in the diet and decrease the fluid intake and monitor the blood pressure at least for 2 weeks in order to get all the information that we need in order to address the hypertension in the right direction. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and review the blood work coming from Central Florida. That was done January the 18th, and it's similar to the ones that we discussed. In the face-to-face, we spent 35 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.